That was awesome.
You got to follow that now, Dave.
Yeah, I know. I think I'm just going to leave. In a while. I mean, they did give me a mic. Reverend Edna asked me a question that I feel that I need to answer today. She asked, why did I pick the topic of freedom to be the central point on Palm Sunday? You know, see, freedom does not seem like a very likely topic when you look at the events of the Christian Holy Week. Yet I see a connection to freedom with the meal that lies at the heart of the week. It is the Jewish celebration of Passover. And it was to celebrate the observance of freedom. God freeing the people of Israel. That is why Jesus came to the city of Jerusalem at this particular time. Now the story started 1,200 years before the time of Jesus, with God's saving act that rescued the descendants of Abraham and Isaac from slavery in Egypt and led them to self-rule in their promised land. Well, actually, the story starts 400 years before that, when there was a huge famine in the land, and the extended family left where they were living and went to Egypt to survive, because one of the sons, Joseph, had risen from slavery to be the right hand of Pharaoh in Egypt, and he welcomed them and fed them, and they prospered. And during what 400 years, their numbers grew, and so did the status of being classified as undesirables, until finally they were put into slavery to serve the Egyptian masters. Now you know the story of Moses, how God acted through Moses to free the enslaved Hebrew people from that toil and drudgery in Egypt, took them through those 40 years in the wilderness, finally to the promised land, where they became a nation and chose to serve God. Now, Disney did a much better job than I did when they did the Prince of Egypt, but you get the idea. And Passover. Passover is the festival that celebrates the final plague when the angel of death went across the entire land of Egypt and killed the firstborn of every family that did not have blood smeared around the doorway of the house, the blood of the sacrificed lamb. And for the next 1,200 years, the Israelites honored that remembrance and being freed by every year celebrating the Passover feast, where they celebrated with wine and bitter herbs and the lamb. Elements that reminded them of their being freed from slavery. It was a defining moment as a people. Passover remembers God acting for the people of Israel to bring them into freedom. Now, this celebration of freedom takes place out here in the outer. And unity would invite us to understand that freedom is not found by looking out here. Unity teaches a different view of what freedom means. Charles Fillmore, co-founder of Unity, was very much alive and active in his ministry of unity when this daily word was published. And this is an excerpt from August 28, 1939. And it is entitled Freedom. The affirmation, I am free in spirit and in truth. I am free in spirit and in truth. And in part, the daily word reads, the source of freedom is the triumphant spirit of God dwelling in you. A realization of your inherent power over everything in your life is necessary to the attainment of a consciousness of freedom. Even as your heart cries out for freedom, so can you assert your freedom through unifying yourself with divine spirit. Then you can rise up in faith and claim your birthright of freedom. I am free in spirit and in truth. For the source of freedom is the triumphant spirit of God dwelling in us. Now, Unity has known this truth and taught it for over 100 years. And we say it in many ways. What we resist persists. We create our world. Thoughts held in mind produce after their kind. And I could go on and on. And it boils down to the idea that what we project, we see in the world, and it becomes our reality. We create our limits. We allow our freedom. And we do it by how we see the world, what we believe about it, and what we believe about ourselves. Now, Jesus, our brother, and our teacher, and Unity's way shower, told us repeatedly during his ministry that we create our experience. And we can either be imprisoned by the thoughts in our mind, or we can be free. Free in spirit and in truth. He taught that the source of our freedom is that triumphant spirit of God, of the divine, that is within us. In John, the truth shall make you free. In the Gospel of Matthew, do not judge so that you are not judged. For with the judgment you make, you will be judged, and the measure you give will be the measure you get back. Also in Matthew, therefore do not worry, saying, what will we eat, or what will we drink, or what will we wear? Indeed, your heavenly Father knows you need these things. But strive first for the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all of these things shall be given to you. Now, we probably know these teachings so well that we have lost the meaning behind the words. They are all rooted in the spiritual truth of our creative power and our freedom to use it. Jesus tried to help us change our minds. Even in the last week of his life, he was attempting to help us see things differently. And this brings us back to the meal, the Passover meal. Jesus took this meal and used it as part of a constant practice that he did in his ministry. See, Jesus used the act of eating together as a symbolic reminder that the kingdom of heaven invites everyone to enjoy, everyone to participate in it. He used the practice of eating in the context of his Jewish culture to disturb people. to shake them up on how they saw the world around themselves and maybe open their minds to a deeper truth, to that truth that the source of our freedom is that triumphant Spirit of God within us. You see, eating in the Jewish society was a time most often involving exclusion rather than inclusion. You see, they could not eat with others who were ritually impure, or they would not eat with people who were not acceptable in society, and they would not eat with people who had roles that were not approved of. There were countless reasons why someone would not eat with another person. The act of excluding created in them barriers to their own freedom. And do not we do the same thing? Do not we do, maybe not at the table, but do we not exclude people for many different reasons? If they hold differing beliefs, if they live in a different culture, if they do something you don't approve of, and the list could go on and on and on. When we exclude, we raise barriers that limit our own freedom. Jesus ate with any and all. He ate with tax collectors who were collaborators with the Roman rulers that had conquered the land. He ate with the unclean and the outcasts of society, and he ate with the rich and the powerful. He did not exclude anyone from his table. And in no uncertain terms, he was making a statement of inclusion that says God still acts to accept and to bless everyone. I am reminded of a poem by Edwin Markham titled Outwitted. He drew a circle that shut me out. Heretic, rebel, a thing to flout. But love and I had the wit to win. We drew a circle that took him in. Jesus drew a circle that took everyone into that kingdom of love. And in doing so, he allowed everyone to know that they were free in spirit, and that the source of their freedom was that triumphant Spirit of God dwelling in us. Now, during this Passover meal, Jesus picked up bread and he blessed it. That is, first he prayed. He centered into spirit before he said anything about bread and wine. And these elements of bread and wine have very specific metaphysical meanings for us in unity. You see, the bread is symbolic of our spiritual essence, the living energy out of which absolutely everything is made. And what for me is even more wonderful is that the Aramaic word for bread, lachma, is also means understanding or truth. So the spiritual essence is our truth of our being. We are that bread. The wine symbolizes the flow of energy through our consciousness into expression as our body and out into the world. Wine represents the active flow of spirit into expression. It is our creative freedom in action. So as we align with our inner Christ spirit and we live by that guidance of the divine within and in that flow of the constant connection to God, we become free in spirit.